Okay, continuing this morning, now with Christian Rasmussen, driver the number 21 Ed Carpenter Racing Chevrolet, beginning his second season in the series. Had a top 10 at Mid-Ohio his rookie year after winning the Indy Next by Firestone Championship the year before that. Back full-time, new fire suit, clearly some other accoutrements as well. So are you looking forward to 2025?
I am. A lot of cool things are happening within the ECR organization, so it's super cool to have been a part of during the winter and seeing the change kind of happen. So I think we have a super exciting year ahead of us.
What are some of the changes just off the top of your head?
You know, just all the stuff that we've been able to do with the extra funding that we haven't been able to do previously.
Yeah.
So it's just more opportunity for us. So it'll be interesting to see if that amounts into lap time. Obviously, we hope that's the case.
A lot of newness, obviously, for you last year. That's in the rearview mirror. Are you more comfortable heading into year two?
For sure. I think just having a year under your belt is a huge change.
Yeah.
You know, instead of going into St. Pete with no IndyCar experience, I have a year under my belt, and I felt like, towards the end of the year, I think that things just started to click, and like the results were kind of reflecting that as well. So we'll just try and start where we left off and then see where we can go.
Build some momentum, go from there. Again, open up for questions in person. We'll begin here with Steve Wittich. You got a microphone, Steve? Nope. Bruce, you got one? No. Hang on. Thanks, Arnie. Go ahead, Steve.
Obviously, at the end of last season, you had some pressure on you, you know, to keep that car in the leader circle. How did you deal with that? Or is that something you felt on a week-to-week basis?
Yeah, I mean, in racing, there's always pressure, you know, and I've been very used to that my whole career. Coming up through the ladder system, it's very much been either I win this year or there's a good chance I won't race the next year. So I've kind of been, you know, exposed to that pressure through my whole career. And I think I kind of just leaned on that experience from previously to kind of get through it. And for me, I try to do the same thing every weekend. I focus on that weekend. I try to do the best job I can on that particular weekend. And then see where we end up, kind of a deal. Like it's not really a big difference weekend to weekend.
Thanks.
Bruce.
Now that Abel has gotten a ride with Dale Coyne Racing, the number of drivers who've come from Indy Next keeps growing in IndyCar, which is obviously what that series was created to do. To see that type of success, you being an Indy Next champion, how do you feel about how that has taken hold and become a very viable pathway in the IndyCar?
I think it's awesome to see. And like you say yourself, that's what that series is created to do. And it's good to be a product of the ladder system to kind of show that it works. Because I would not be in IndyCar today or last year without that. You know, it's that simple. So it's good to see. It's a great training ground for young people like myself to get ready to IndyCar. It's the only open wheel like a junior category where you do ovals, and I think ovals is a huge part of being fast in IndyCar. You need to be able to do that, so that's it's a good training ground.
Let's take a few off of Zoom. Dan Jones, Dive Bomb Motorsports, welcome back, Dan.
Thanks, Dave. Hi, Christian. Obviously, this is going to be your first full season in the series. So I guess looking back at the end of last year, how sort of useful was it to get those additional oval races, sort of bringing that momentum into this year? And what did you learn from that?
Yeah, I think it was super good. It was a good opportunity for me to practice and get a feel for what the ovals outside of the 500 feels like, because the 500 is kind of a different beast compared to all the other speedways. So yeah, it was good. It was good to kind of figure out what I need to do better, what I did well, and then kind of take that experience into to 2025 and so that we can be even better.
And I guess looking at the overall season last year, how would you reflect on your rookie season, I guess, against what you envisioned, what you expected racing in the series?
Yeah, I mean, always, you know, always expecting more. And I think the season was a little bit up and down. I think we had pretty good pace on multiple occasions, but never really had many results to show for it. So this year it's focusing on transferring that speed into results as well is the main goal.
And just finally, obviously looking ahead to the season, the team have gone through a lot of changes, whether that be your teammate or the investment. So what feels different in the team compared to last season, considering all of these changes that have happened?
I think there's a lot of hope within the team. I think a lot of the team members are really believing in what we're doing, that it'll make a difference. So there's good spirit within the team. It's, again, cool to be a part of, excited to get started, get back in a race car, and see where we can go. Because I think, I also personally think that ECR is on the rise for sure.
Thanks, Christian. Best of luck for the year. Thank you, Dave.
You got it, Dan. Alex Gins from frontstretch.com. Go ahead, Alex.
All right. Thanks, Dave. Hey, Christian, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
Staying alive. I want to look forward to 2025 a bit more than looking back on 2024. First of all, when Ed Carpenter Racing announced their lineup this year and that you were going full-time, they specified that both yourself and Alexander had signed multi-year deals. Does that knowledge that you have yourself locked into a team for at least the near future change how you approach the season at all?
No, it doesn't. Like I also said previously, I go into every race weekend trying to do the best possible job that I can. It's nice to know in the back of your mind that there's some sort of security going forward, but it's racing, everything can happen. You're never 100% secure. So you always have to perform to stay. And that's kind of the mindset that I'm going in with. Again, doing the best job on each weekend that I can and see where we end up.
Awesome. And we've talked a lot about how much time you put in on the ovals in those last three races of last season. I think you only ended up missing Iowa and Gateway, it might have been.
Yeah, correct.
Do you feel that was sufficient practice to prepare yourself for this full-time season? You clearly had things locked down at Indianapolis last year. Is there anything you still feel you really need to get on top of on the oval side?
I've always felt fairly comfortable around the oval, whether if that was USF 2000, Indy Pro, or Indy Next, and surprisingly as well in IndyCar. I felt pretty comfortable right away. So, no, I mean, you're always building as a race car driver. You're always trying to get better. I think overall, I was in a decent spot. I was comfortable, and we were decently quick as well. So I think we're just going to focus on getting the car right, getting the cars as fast as we can. And, yeah, that's pretty much it. Go for some cool passes.
There you go. So when 2025 comes to an end, what does a successful year for Christian Rasmussen look like?
I obviously want to do better than I did last year. And I think the expectations from the team is definitely higher with how much has been invested. It's hard to kind of set a number of it, but eventually, obviously, the goal is to compete for wins, podiums, and frequent top 10. So I think if we can get a little bit of that, I think it'll be a successful year.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, Alex. Luis Salinas from Deporte Motor in Mexico. Go ahead.
Hola, Dave. Thanks. Hi, everyone in Indianapolis. Christian, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
My first question, obviously, Splenda, Java House is not a normal brand. It's another kind of brand on other racing, but it will be very interesting. But the reflectors of these fronts inside of the cars, how do you think about this new kind of sponsors on all the racing events, on IndyCar events?
I think it's super cool that we get more consumer brands into IndyCar. I think it's super important for the sport as well, that people that are looking at the cars are seeing brands that they know. I think if you look at on a lot of the cars, you'll see brands that not really many people know about. So it's cool to be representing a brand like Splenda that are that recognizable. And I think it's good for the sport as well.
Yeah. Now you will have an internal fight with Alex because it's an expert with a talented and with a lot of experience racing. Speaking about Rossi, but you will try to win or to qualify or to be on fast six, fast 12 every race, I suppose.
Yes. We are definitely trying to get more into the fast 12 and fast 6. I'm not quite sure if I understood that question, but yeah, I think the teammate you mentioned, Rossi, obviously he has a lot of experience, so he'll be a good benchmark as well for me to lean on and learn from. So yeah, excited to work with him, and yeah.
Well, I was based because the first thing we need to do like a driver is to win your teammate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, that's the first guy you want to beat for sure.
Understanding. Thank you, Christian. All the best.
Thank you.
Thank you, Luis.
Yep. Chiara from Pit Debrief. Go ahead, Chiara.
Hi, Christian. Just touching up on, you know, with Rossi being your teammate, you have a veteran and an Indy 500 winner alongside you. How has he been valuable in your transition from the junior category until now? And do you think you'll have this continuous, you know, season learning from him as well?
Yeah, I mean, I hope so. He's going into his, ninth season of IndyCar, and I'm only going into my second. So to say that I have nothing to learn from him would definitely be a lie. But yeah, no, I'm excited to work more with Alex. We've only really worked together on the sim days so far, so it'll be good to get out on the track and really, you know, work together, drive alongside each other, and kind of see how we work together. But he's been very valuable in the sim so far. He's had some good feedback, and. Yeah, he's a good guy to lean on. I mean, obviously he's super fast. He's won the 500. He has a lot of experience that he brings to the team. So it's, yeah, it'll be a good pair, I think.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, Chiara.